that these olives come from my tree, so they won't be miyayish. That's why you can't take it. Because even when the owner will find out about it, also it won't be miyayish. V'yafagav denasri, even though the olives will fall off from the tree, nasi zaisi, but may the idea duch to the inshi inishu. Everybody knows, like, it comes from my tree. Therefore, the owner thinks he still has a simon on it, like the people who return it to him. Therefore, it's not miyayish. Therefore, since you find it underneath his tree, for sure you have to return it to him. For the Gemara, Yehochi, if so, afilu reishanami. If so, by tainim, by figs, should also be the same svara. Since you find the figs underneath the tree, so for sure the owner should not be miyayish. Even though the owner knows that it falls down, but so what? Like, he's going to think, everybody realizes, these are my figs, it's for my tree, but give it back to me. So why do we say it's muteris? Why is the owner miyayish? So my answer is yes, Amara Papa, Taina figs, in the philosophy, when they fall down to the ground, nemesis, they get spoiled. So that's the reason why the owner is miyayish, because he realizes it's not worth it to get it back. My Shenkein, Zaysim, and Charuvim, they don't get spoiled, there the owner is not miyayish. Therefore, there's not a kasha to Abaya, it's not a kasha to Rova. Toshima, come and bring another proof. There's a locha, Haganif, Shenotum is a ganif that stole from somebody. For Nosan Lazer, and then he took it and gave it to somebody else. For Chain Gazlin, the same thing a Gazlin. I mean, Ganif is Shleimi Das Bailim. A Gazlin is in front of the owner. Shenotum is there. The Gazlin stole something from Ruvain. For Nosan Lazer, he gave it away to somebody else. For Chain Yardin, the same thing if you have a river that's overflowing. Shenotum is there. Took off the banks of one side. For Nosan Lazer, gave it over to somebody else, another side. So it says in all these cases, Mashenota, Notla, Mashenota, Nosan. What is done is done. In other words, it's for sure that the owner was miyayish, and the person that receives it now is like yish and shina rishus. The person has the right to keep it. So now, vishlei megazlin v'yardein, that's very good. What gazlin means, somebody goes in front of the owner and takes it away from him. So therefore, and the same thing a yardin. A yardin means the river overflows, the owner is there and is watching the way the river is taking it away. So in these two cases, the kochazilu, the owner sees the way it's taken away from him. Or miyayish, therefore he's miyayish right away. Therefore, when the gazlin gives it to somebody else, it's called yish and shina rishus, the person has the right to keep it. It's not a kash according to Abaya. El a ganif, but a ganif that takes it shleimi das, the owner does not realize it was taken away. Mika chosle the miyayish, the owner didn't see that it was taken away yet. Since so, the owner was not miyayish yet, so it's a kash according to Abaya. Why do we say it's a yish and shina rishus here? I, the owner, was not miyayish yet, it's a kash on Abaya. The Gemara says no. Tirgum Rapapa Papa answers, but listen, Mizuin. What's talking about here is a Ram Davis. A ram or armed robber has a loch like a ganif, even though it was done in front of the owner. So the owner realizes that it was taken away from him, and therefore there's yish. But the Gemara Helchi is so high in a gazlin, the same thing as a gazlin. And the Gemara true, but trey gazlin and gazlin are two different types of a gazlin. A gazlin is a regular gazlin, and an armed robber, that's worse. Toshima, come bring another proof. It says, Shotav Nohor, Kairav Esav Yavonov, if the overflowing river takes away your beams, or your wood, or your stones, and it puts it down in somebody else's field, the person in the new field now has a right to keep it. Because the owner was miyayish. That's what it says. It says clearly, because the owner was miyayish. So time, what's the reason why the new person could keep it? Then it's miyayish, because we heard clearly that the owner already said, he was miyayish, gave up hope already. But if the owner was not miyayish yet, Rashi says, but it will be a different type of an aveda. That we cannot say the owner was miyayish yet, then it would not be good loy. Because the kasha according to Rava. Hey, you see, like yish loy midas, loy have a yish. Gemara says no. Hocha b'mayaskinon. You know what we're talking about over here? Hocha b'mayaskinon kishiyochol lahatil. That the owner really, if he would run after it, he could find it. He could still get it. That's why it's only you could keep it if we heard he was miyayish. But if we did not hear that he was miyayish, it's not yish here, even according to Rava, because the owner could run after it. If the owner was running after the river, running after the object, then you have to return it. Now, if we're talking about a case that the owner could catch it, so why only because the owner was running after it? Even if the owner was not running after it. But you're telling me now, it's not yish either. It's only mutti if we heard he's miyayish. But if he could save it, so minastam, we should say, it's not miyayish. Here's mashma, no, it's only mashma because he's running after it. So Mar says, no. Hochav b'mayaskinon, we're talking about over here, hochav b'mayaskinon, b'yecholim lahatzal de'atchak. True, he could save it, but he'll have to work very hard. It'll be very hard for him to save it. He'll have to, like, you know, really work hard to save it. Therefore, miratzvim lo yayish. If he's running after it, then we say, for sure, it's not being miyayish. But Eim Ratzun, if he's not running after it, then we say, Menastami Yusha Miyayish, here also is Bimiyayish. Even though he could save it, but it's very hard to save it. So if he's not running after it, that shows us more or less that for sure he's Bimiyayish. Therefore, again, there won't be any kasha from Rav over here. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. You were holding up Chof Beis Amar Aleph. Toshima, and 10 lines down. Toshima, Ketzad Omru, how was it said, HaTurim Shaloi Midas, if somebody goes down to somebody else's field and wants to take off Truma from his crops without his permission, that Trumosa Truma, still it's good. How could that be? You went down to your friend's field, the Liket, and you pulled off the wheat there. Rashi says, L'tzorech Balabayis, not because you were Gazlin, but you went down to do the owner a favor, and you pulled off his wheat, v'torim, and you took off truma, shelo b'rishus, without asking permission from the owner. So the locker is, im choshesh mishum gezel, if we're afraid that maybe the balabos is makbid, he's against you, so you're stealing, then ain't trumasa truma, then the truma is no good. Then you're doing it shelo b'rishus, then it's no good. But v'yimlav, if we do not say you're going against the balabos, but rather we'll have proof, we'll soon see, that the balabos is nicha, he's happy what you're doing. So then trumasa truma, then the truma you took off is called good truma. Now how do we know this? How do we know if the person's stealing from the balabos or not? Like you went down to his field, and you took off some wheat, and you took off truma. So how are you supposed to know if the owner thinks he's stealing it or not? So it's like this. We will tell later. When the balabos comes home and finds out what you're doing, so when he talks to you like this, if he tells you, Reisha, bo balabayis, ulmotso, when he finds you, he finds out what you did. The omaloi, now the balabos says to you, klach eitzel yofes, like you should have went to take off better things for truma. If that's what the balabos said to you, so then, im nimsu yofes mihen, if there's really better crop on the fields, so then we say trumasa truma. Then we say the balabos really means it. Like when a balabos comes home and sees what you did, that you took off, you cut down the wheat, and you took off truma, like he's happy what you did. And he's telling you, you should know, if it was up to me, you could have even taken the better wheat for truma. So if there's really better wheat there, we say the balabos really means it, that he's happy what you did. And therefore the truma is good. But the yimlav, let's say there's no better crop there, and as you took the best crop for truma, then we say ain't trumasa truma, then the truma is no good. Because then we say what the balabos meant to say was sarcastically. In other words, who gave you permission to take my good wheat for truma? Like, you couldn't have find better stuff? So if the balabos says like that, you could have taken better. If there's no better, then we say what he means to say is, who gave you permission to take my best? But if there really is better crop, then we say the balabos means it, that he's happy what you did, and it was up to me, you could have even taken better. Now, lik to habaylim, let's say when the balabos comes back, he even collects a little bit more. I see for Layim, like he says, listen, I'm happy what you did. I even want you to make a little bit more for Truma. So then, Benkach or Benkach Trumasa Truma. Whether you do find better crop or whether you don't find better crop, for sure we say the Balabos is Nichi, is happy what you're doing, and therefore the Truma is good. So the Kitsa, when the Balabos comes home later and we see that he's happy what you did, so the first Truma you took off is good, it's called Truma. Now the question is why? If it's true that you find better crop, then we say the truma is really chal, it's good truma. The question is, am I? Why? The idna the torim, at the time when you cut down the wheat and took off truma, holy heavy yoda, the balabos at that time did not know that you are there taking off truma. And l'churi could only take off truma if the balabos gives you permission, or we have his nechusa, we have his goodwill. But here at the time when you took off the truma, he did not know about it. So why is it good? So the Chura, it's a kasha on Abaye. This should be a proof to Rava that Yish Shaloi Midas have Yish. That means even though right now you do not know about it, but since later on when the Balabas will know about it, he for sure will do it, he for sure will be happy with it, it's considered like there's Nichusa right now. That's the Svar of Yish Shaloi Midas. Even though right now he wasn't Miyayish yet, but if you know for sure when the Balabas will find out about it, he will be Miyayish. So according to Rava, that's considered like he has Das right now. Here also, according to Rav, it's very good. Even though right now the Balabas does not know about it, but since when he finds out about it, he's happy, it's still like he's happy right now. But according to Abaye, it says, Yish Shloim Midas, Lo Heve Yish, it's a kasha. Why is it good here the Balabas did not know about it? Tomorrow says, interesting, that Rav answers for Abaye.
Tirgum or Rav Aliba d'Abaya. Rav says from here it's no kasha on Abaya. I could answer how Abaya would learn pshat over here. I tell you, we're talking about over here the shav yishliach, that the balabas first appointed this person to make him a shliach to take off truma for him. And the Gemara says, Hochi nami mistarva, this also is the svara, like we have to say like this anyway, for another reason. Like even according to Rava, that you say yish leimedas ever yish, still here it has to be talking about that the balabas appointed him to be a shliach. Why? That if you want to tell me, to lay shav yishliach, we're talking about that the balabas did not appoint him to be a shliach. If so, me heavy trumas a truma. How could somebody go down to my field and take off truma? We know the pasuk says, V'yo'atem gam atem omrachmona. The Torah says in the parsha of shlich of truma, a parsha of shlichus, that you could have somebody else do it for you. And we darshan gam atem is l'rabbi shluchachem, that you could even appoint a shliach to take off truma for you. And we also darshan from here ma'atem l'daitchem, just like when you do it yourself, you know you're doing it. Av shluchachem l'daitchem. The same thing when your shliach does it, he has to be doing it with your das. In other words, you have to appoint him. There has to be a minu hashlichus. So truma could only be if the balabas appoints you to be a shliach. So here for sure we're talking about the balabas appoint him to be a shliach. If so, what's the question over here? Elohocha b'mayaskinon regarding the shav yishliach. He appoints him to be a shliach. For yomalei zul torah, he told you stand go take off truma. For leomalei torah mihani, he didn't tell him from which crop to take off truma.
Elohocha b'mayaskinon regarding the shav yishliach. You appointed him to be a shliach. The yomalei, and you told this person zil torah. Do me a favor, go down to my field and take off truma for me. But the balabas did not tell him clearly from where to take truma. Now, it's which type of crop. He has a few different types of crops. Better, medium, less. He didn't tell him from where to take off the truma. Now, the stam of the balabas, most probably stam of the balabas is that is, ki torim mi beninus utorim. A normal balabas takes off truma from the beninus, from a middle type of tua. Now, the ozel iu, this shliach went, the Torah Miyofis, he took off from the better crop. He took off from the best crop that was growing. So that's the question. Is the Balabas still Nicha with this, or maybe not? Maybe he's not Nicha with this. Obo Balabayis Umotsu. Now when the Balabas comes home and found the Shliach, so the Balabas tells him, V'yomalei, Klach Heitzel Yofis, go to the best. So now it's like this. What did the Balabas mean to tell him? Did he mean to say sarcastically, like, what do you take such good stuff for? Who asked you to take it? Or did he really mean it? I'm happy what you did. So it depends. If there's even a little bit better type of crop growing, and you only took from the second class, so the balabas came back like he said to you, you should know, you could have taken from the better one, then we say trumasa truma. It means the balabas is happy, he's nichu with what you did. And as far as he's concerned, he really meant that you could have taken even from the better crop. But v'yimlav, let's say there's nothing better on the field, then we say ain't trumasa truma. Then the truma is no good. Because the balabas means to say sarcastically, who gave you permission to take this best? I didn't appoint your shliach for that. Therefore, you're not a shliach for it. Therefore, the truma is no good. But avad, there is no raya to yish leimidas here. Here we're talking about that the balabas did appoint this person to be a shliach. Now the Gemara says, amei marumazutra bravashi. The three of them ikloi lebustino to mori bayisik. They went down to the garden. Rashi says the paradise to the orchard that belonged to mori barisik. Now I see arise. The arisa, that's the person that works on the field, not the owner himself, just the workman there that works on the field that gets a share in the produce. He brought them out and gave them tamri rumaini. He brought them pomegranates and dates. He shot the command and he threw it in front of them. He said, go and take it. Now, a name of Ravashi Yachli, they both ate it. Because they were saimech for sure the balabas would be nicha, or else that saimech that the oris gave from his own share. Because there's a sharecropper here, like, he gets a share in the produce. So for sure, when this person, the worker, gave them teeth, they were nemar for sure it was from his share, so he had a right to give it to them. But Mazutra Leyoch, Mazutra was afraid teeth. He was afraid, no, maybe it wasn't from his share, it was from the owner's share. And the owner doesn't know about it yet, so it'd be like Gezel, so Mazutra was afraid teeth eat from it. Adahoch, in the meanwhile, also Mori Baristik, the owner came back home. Ashkechinu, he found them. The Omele Larissa, so now the owner, said to the Oris, Amai Loi Aistis Lul Rabbona Mehanach Shapirta. Why didn't you even give to the Rabban even better crap? You should have given them better dates, better remainder. That's what Mori Baristik said. So according to the Gemara before, this should mean that the Balabas is Nicha now, that they're allowed to eat. So therefore, Omru Leia Meimur Ravash LeMazutra. Mashma Mazutra still did not want to eat from it. So a Meimur and Ravashi said to Mazutra, Hashta now, that the Balabas came back and he already told the sharecropper, you should have even given better ones. So Amai LeYochel Mar, How come not eating from it? For a time you learned before, im nimsu yofus mehen, if when the balabos comes home and he tells you, you should have taken off better truma, and we really find better crops, is truma, it's a truma. Then we say the balabos is nichi, is happy with it, and the truma is good. So the here also, the truma should be a good truma. The here also, the balabos is nichi now, that you should eat from his dates and from his pomegranates. So how come you, mazutra, why didn't you want to eat from it? Oh, maluhu, mazutra said back like this. Hochi yom rova, this is what rova said. Loi omru klach.